Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
At the universal level, our Lord made everything, sustains everything, and is heir to everything. See Romans 11, verse 36. At the local level, He recognizes the right of ownership. As Peter said to Ananias concerning his property, quote, "While it remained, was it not your own?" Acts 5, verse 4. This was especially true in Israel. Once the land was allocated to the various tribes and families, it was considered theirs in perpetuity. Even if land was lost through indebtedness, it would be returned to the family in the Jubilee. They were stewards of the Lord's land. This is pivotal to our story today. You may recall that Ahab returned to his palace in Samaria, quote, "sullen and displeased," 1 Kings 20, verse 43. Now it seems he had a second residence at Jezreel. Near his property was a vineyard that belonged to a man named Naboth. Like some who seek solace by shopping, Ahab cast his covetous eye on this plot, quote, "Give me your vineyard, that I may have it for a vegetable garden, and for it I will give you a vineyard better than it, or I will give you its worth in money." Chapter 21, verse 2. "No, sir," said Naboth, quote, "the Lord forbid that I should give the inheritance of my fathers to you." Verse 3. One wonders today how many are unwilling to give up truths carefully tended by our forefathers, which the powers that be now demand that we give away. Not Naboth. So when Ahab returned home, grumpy as ever, Jezebel inquired as to the reason. When she heard, she took matters into her own hand, conspired with the town rulers to frame Naboth for blasphemy. How rich is that irony? And had him stoned to death. Imagine that. The Syrian king treated like a brother, and this loyal Israelite treated like a blasphemer. Quote, "Then Ahab went down to take possession of the vineyard of Naboth." Verse 16.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.